morning. It's good to see each one here this morning. Title this morning I had was, I just put, Give Thanks. We just came through Thanksgiving, and I have written down the first thing here this morning. I was just going to open up for, what are you thankful for this morning? What are you thankful for this last year? I heard Curtis, I thought maybe we'd get here right after being Thanksgiving just passed, that sharing time would just go around, everybody be so thankful that till it all got said and done, there wouldn't even be any time for me to share anything. And there's only a couple people shared anything on what they were thankful for. And I just wonder, what are you thankful for this morning? Okay, thank you. Right? Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Very good. We have so much to be thankful for. Does anybody know what happened in November 26 of 1621? James isn't here, so you're on your own this morning. November 26, 1621. That is when the first Thanksgiving, when they believe it could have been the first Thanksgiving. It was when the Plymouth colonists had landed the year before. The Mayflower had sailed over, and about half the people died, and they landed. They had a very rough winter, and that spring the natives showed them how to raise corn and to grow crops, and November 26 of 1621, they held a feast. Do you know how long that Thanksgiving Day lasted? Guess it isn't Thanksgiving Day, but anybody know? It lasted for 3 days. They actually invited the Indian tribe. 3 days the Indian tribe stayed, and they feasted together. And then after the third day, the Indian tribe said, well, I need to go back. And they continued, and it lasted for 7 days. It's believed that some of that may have been based back in Leviticus. In Leviticus 23, 39 to 44, if you remember in the Old Testament, they would have had the Feast of Booths. And that lasted for 7 days. It was a 7 day festival, but it actually lasted for eight. They had the first day was a sacred day, and then they had feasts, and then the eighth day was a sacred day as well. And they say that they think that it may have based off of that, where the Plymouth people would have lasted for 7 days. So we got some time to go yet here on Thanksgiving. You can talk all day. You can say all day about all you're thankful for, because you know we still got a couple days to go. But as I was thinking about Thanksgiving and what all we had to be thankful for, I was talking to someone. It's been a little while ago. I was talking to someone, just asked them. I was like, wondered if, what they're doing for Thanksgiving. If they had plans for Thanksgiving, they're like, well, we don't do anything for Thanksgiving. We don't really do anything. They're like, we sit around and make up our list for Black Friday. We go Black Friday shopping. And it just kind of surprised me. And as I thought more of that later, I didn't really have anything to say. I was like, okay, you know, and didn't have anything to say as I was talking to him, but I just thought how sad that we missed the whole thing of Thanksgiving and spend our time figuring out what we're going to do just to buy more stuff or to just to try to, I guess, make ourselves feel good. Not saying it's bad to go or for Black Friday shopping. We did a little bit ourselves pretty much at home on the computer, but but it's great to consider all the things that God has given to us, and that's what the Plymouths were, or that's what when Thanksgiving was first, when they first observed it, was to just out of gratitude for God providing for them. And some years ever since that, some years were plentiful and some years weren't so plentiful, and yet Thanksgiving has been there to show our gratitude. What I'm going to talk about this morning is Thanksgiving, and we talked in Sunday school this morning about being fair. And by the way, if y'all figure out how this is all fair, what we talked about, Clint would like to know, so you can get with him. I don't have the answer for that either. But I'm going to talk a little bit on the flip side of that and the response. And there's a couple, there's several that I want to talk about this morning and how they responded to life. And even when life was rough, I have down here, Thanksgiving should be a way of life, not just a day of life. First one I want to look at is Daniel this morning. Daniel chapter 2, around age 12, Daniel was taken into captivity. And if you want to talk about not seeming like life isn't really fair, he would have been one of them that didn't seem fair. Doesn't say, I don't know anywhere that it says for sure, but it's likely that Daniel's parents were dead, that they were killed. Daniel was taken captive, along with some others, back to Babylon. I think it was Babylon. I might have that one wrong. I didn't write that down here. But he was taken back to a foreign land. It seems like he could have become bitter. Yet in Daniel chapter 2, when the king asked them to interpret a dream, the king couldn't even remember the dream himself, and asked them to interpret this dream, and if they didn't, all Daniel and all the wise men's lives were at stake. And we see Daniel's response, Daniel 2, verse 20 to 23, and this is actually right after God had shown him the dream. God showed Daniel the dream. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and he sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and in the light dwells in him. To you, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we have asked of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter." Daniel's response was thanks when God showed him when God showed them what the dream was. But quite a few years later in Daniel's life, once again Daniel was put to a test when they put a curb on the freedom of prayer. And once again, Daniel's response, and I don't know if you know how long later this was, Daniel was about 12 years old when he was carried captive, and Daniel was about 70 years old now when it would have been time when they put this curb on, and when Daniel was thrown into the den of lions. But once again, Daniel's response, in Daniel 6:10, it says, "When he knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in his upper chamber open toward Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, just as he had done previously." Daniel didn't know that his life wasn't going to be taken. He was thrown into the den of lions. But I think we see a life of thanksgiving from Daniel. It didn't matter what life was thrown at him. Daniel had a life of thanks and a life that he knew his God. Regardless of situations, it didn't change his love and appreciation for God. Another character that that we all love, and probably is one of those that still impacts most of us today as much as any, and that's the life of David. We love the story of David when he killed the giant, or when he played his harp for the king, and when he dodged the sword from the king. Yet David's life was full of battles, family betrayals, murder plots, running for his life, falling into sin, losing the life of his child. Yet by God's grace, he bounced back. Through these times, he penned some of the most beautiful, heartfelt psalms, giving thanks to God, that we still read today. One of those psalms that he wrote was while he was fleeing and hiding from Saul. Psalm 57, verse 5. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. And also Psalm 57, 9-11. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. And there's many more psalms that we read. Most of the times when somebody's feeling a little discouraged or down, that's one of the quickest places they will go is to the psalm, and they will read psalms. Then we go into the New Testament. Paul, while he was sitting in Rome, he penned these words, Ephesians 5, 19-20. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord always, giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Once again, life didn't control his thanks. His love for God and understanding God's plan for him and God's ways are perfect, and that is what controlled his thanks. Paul also wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18, Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ. And also in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. There was a story I read this week. It says, A blind boy sat on the steps of a building with a hat by his feet. He held up a sign which said, I am blind, please help. There were only a few coins in that hat. A man was walking by. He took a few coins from his pocket and dropped them in the hat. Then he took the sign, turned it around, wrote some words, put the sign back so everyone who walked by would see the new words. Soon the hat began to fill up. A lot more people were giving money to the blind boy. That afternoon, the man who had changed the sign came by to see how things were going. The boy recognized his footsteps and asked, Were you the one who changed my sign this morning? What did you write? The man said, I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way. I wrote, Today is beautiful. Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it. Both signs told the people that the boy was blind. The first sign simply said the boy was blind. The second sign told people that they were so lucky that they were not blind. Should we be surprised, the second sign was more effective. Be thankful for what we have. Be creative. Be innovative. Think differently and positively. When life gives you 100 reasons to cry, show that we have 1,000 reasons to smile. A lot of thanksgiving is about perception. It's not what we have, but how we perceive it. And I have down a number of verses on who God is. As we see, back up just a little bit, Paul asked for a thorn to be removed from his flesh. Three times in 2 Corinthians 7, 12, 7, and 9. It says, So to keep me from becoming conceited, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me, but he said, My grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And Job also said, after he lost everything, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Both Paul and Job understood God was creator, his ways are good and right. God's salvation alone was enough to thank God for every day. So for the last little bit, I have a number of scriptures, quite a few from Psalms. But as we look at who God is and how great God is, It doesn't really matter if we have a lot. It doesn't really matter if we have a little. But as we see who God is, just like these men, in perspective, we have a lot to be thankful for. The first one is Psalm 100, verse 1 to 4. God is creator. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Our Lord is everything, is over everything. Psalm 95, verse 2 and 3 says, let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. God is good. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His love endures forever. Jeremiah 33:11 also says, the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of those who sing as they give thanks to the house of the Lord. Give thanks for the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. God is righteous. Psalm 7, verse 17. I will give to the Lord thanks due to His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. God is full of good deeds. Psalm 9, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. Psalm 26, verse 6 to 7. I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all of your wondrous deeds. Let them thank the Lord for His steadfast love, for His wondrous works, the children of man. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. He is our strength and our shield. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts. I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to Him. His love is everlasting. Psalm 136:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to God of heaven, for His steadfast love endures forever. And if you look at Psalm 136, you can read down through that whole psalm, and it's a psalm that goes on. It lists thing after thing and says, His love endures forever. God's love is everlasting, and God is eternal. Revelation 11:17 says, We give thanks to You, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, for You have taken Your great power and begun to reign. When we look at who God is, His sovereignty, and His righteousness and His goodness, it doesn't matter so much what I face. Sometimes it feels like it does. And yet, whatever I face, God is good. It doesn't change who God is and how good God is. And that gives me something to thank. It doesn't matter where I find myself in life. I was thinking about New Year's, how we often do a New Year's resolution, you know. And as I was looking at Thanksgiving, and I thought, well, I better do a Thanksgiving resolution. And I know y'all have heard, I've said this before, that after I had gone through a training with Hope Force, I'd get in my truck every morning before I'd pull out, I'd stop and I'd say, okay, because this was one of the challenges that they gave to us, was do we ask God's Spirit to ride with us every day? And so I would, before I'd pull out, I'd say, God, would You come and would You ride? Would Your Spirit ride with me today? And I studied this on Thanksgiving and I said, well, I guess I'm going to add another thing onto that. I'd just be a little bit longer till I pull out, because every day, along with that, we need to thank God for His goodness to us. And that's my Thanksgiving resolution, is that each day before I pull out, I want to thank God for His goodness and His mercies that He has shown to us every day. So for the next 7 days, as you go through the rest of your Thanksgiving, well, actually, it's only about 4 days, as you go through the rest of your Thanksgiving, and for the next month, the next year, may we find God's goodness and be thankful for God's goodness to us throughout the year. We are very blessed, and just on salvation alone, by what God has done for us, and salvation alone is enough for us to be thankful every day of the year. So may God bless you as you find thankfulness throughout this next year, and bless you through this this holiday season as well. So you can stand. And Brian, do you have a song? 68, in the Faith and Praise. You can all stand. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for your love, your great love that you have shown to mankind. And God, you have stood beside mankind throughout time, and you have shown your love to us. God, as you gave your Son to die for us and to redeem us back to yourself, we thank you for that. And God, we have enough to thank you every day just by your goodness and just for you being God and for you loving us. God, I just pray that you would bless each one here as they go from here. Would you give each a good season and also a good year? And may we all find thanksgiving towards you. Pray that you would bless the rest of the, as each one goes from here, pray that you would bless each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We say.